Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did. And that is the thought for today.
Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day.
In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we talk about the top 10 biggest life regrets that many people have when they look back on their lives, so you can avoid having them yourself. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to learn 10 things you'll regret doing 10 years from now. Now, let's begin. Number 1, failing to try. Just imagine standing face to face with a difficult challenge. In those moments, your brain tells you to run away. Your instincts push you to take the easy road, because challenges create the possibility of failure, and failure, well, it's terrifying. But when you look back at your life 10 years from right now, you'll regret running away. You'll regret taking the easy road. Challenges and opportunities don't come around every day, and the opportunities you have right now could make or break your success. But you'll never accomplish your goals if you aren't willing to try. As you look back on your life, missed opportunities will stand out like a sore thumb. You'll fantasize about what you could have accomplished. You'll imagine what you should have done, knowing what you know now. Now, keep in mind, I'm not talking about just your career. I'm talking about all the opportunities you've ever run away from, the risks that you haven't taken, and the battles you've never fought. When standing before an overwhelming obstacle, you're plagued by the same stressful questions. What if I fail? What if I come up short? What if it doesn't work out? But 10 years from now, you will not regret trying your best. You will never regret giving something your all. Instead, you'll regret walking away and never giving yourself the chance to succeed. Number 2, ignoring responsibilities. You may wrestle with short and long-term gratification for the rest of your life. Most people do. In the heat of the moment, short-term decisions seem like a great idea, like going to a party instead of doing some extra work, or procrastinating an essay to watch an extra episode of a TV show. But when you look back on your life, you aren't going to remember that random party, and you won't remember that extra episode. What you'll remember instead are the responsibilities you ignored, the time you wasted, and the goals that you squandered. You'll regret ditching your long-term goals to chase after short-term rewards. Sure, those crazy nights might have been fun in the moment, but ignoring your responsibilities will create long-term problems and long-term regret. Remember this the next time you're struggling to stay disciplined. Each time you decide to work instead of having fun, each time you show self-control and stick to your routine, you're saving yourself from a lifetime of regret. Number 3, following the wrong path. Are you chasing your own dreams? Who decided the direction that your life is headed? When you look back on your life, you'll wish you chose the path you wanted instead of chasing someone else's dreams. This is especially important for people who succumb to familial and environmental expectations. They never get a chance to explore what's meaningful to them because they're just too busy trying to manage other people's expectations. No one should control your dreams other than you. It's your life to live. It's your future to decide. So live the kind of life you want and don't let anyone else decide your dreams for you. Number 4, hiding behind familiarity. Familiarity is a healthy and important part of your life. Familiarity makes us confident and comfortable. In familiar places, we're often the truest to ourselves. But many people use familiarity like a shield, a safety bubble that protects them from the unknown. When you look back at your life in 10 years, you'll regret living inside that bubble. You'll be spending so much time inside your comfort zone because stepping outside your comfort zone is how you learn and grow. You have to try new things to feel comfortable doing new things. In other words, the only way to expand your comfort zone is to leave it behind. If you hide behind the same people, the same places, and the same activities all your life, you're never going to change. So yes, familiarity is important, but don't use your comfort zone as a shield. Use it like a safety net. Just take those risks, and your comfort zone will always be there to catch you when you fall. Number 5. Waiting to be chosen. Are you waiting for a promotion? Are you sitting on the sidelines, hoping your big break will just fall into your lap? Countless people fail to achieve their dreams because they never actually pursue them. Instead, they wait around. They rely on others to hand them each opportunity to open the door for their success. 10 years from now, you'll regret sitting on the sidelines. You'll wish that you took a more active role in your goals and ambitions because no one else cares about your success as much as you do. You're the only one who can accomplish your dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Don't wait for someone to choose you. If you want something, go out and get it. Number 6. Holding grudges. Many of us hold grudges against friends, family, and even ourselves. But no grudge is worth the emotional weight and hardship that you're putting yourself through. By refusing to move on, you're clinging to negativity, which heavily affects your everyday life. It drags you down, it sours your mood, and it damages your productivity. It adds to the stress of your already stressful life. So it's time to get rid of these grudges. You don't have to let that person back into your life. If you have a grudge against a toxic friend or partner, you don't have to rekindle your relationship. But that grudge is weighing you down. 10 years from now, you're going to wish you got rid of it sooner.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.